So let's review. The Mishnah on the previous daf taught, Chayla machilin oisei al pi bekin. A sick person may be fed based on the assessment of experts. Then ain't shem bekin, machilin oisei al pi atzmai, atshayim redai. If there are no experts, he may be fed based on his own assessment until he says he had enough. Amar Rabbi Yana, Chayla oimer tzarech, v'reifa oimer ene tzarech, shayim l'chayla. If the patient says that he needs to eat, and the doctor says he doesn't need to eat, we listen to the patient. Because as the Pasuk says, Lev Yudea Moris Nafshay, nobody can determine the severity of an illness as well as the patient himself. If the doctor maintains that the patients must eat, and the patient says he does not need, we listen to the doctor and ignore the patient because we assume Tunvahu Dinakitle, his judgment is clouded due to his illness. In both cases he eats an Yom Kippur based on Suffolk Nefashas L'Hakal. The Gemara concludes that even if there are many Bekiyim, experts, who maintain that he does not need to eat, and the person himself insists that he must eat, we listen to the Chayla and feed him on Yom Kippur, because Levi Yudea Maris Nafshay and Suffolk Nefash L'Hakel, we do not take any chances when a life might be in danger. Zok the Mishnah, Misha Achzei Bulmes, Machil Noisei Afel Dvarm Tmeyim Achiyuru Einav. Someone seized with Bulmes, a life-threatening illness brought on by severe hunger, may be fed even forbidden foods, until his vision improves to the point of Mishayavchid bin Toiv Lura. Amar Bayu Vataima, he can discern between a good or bad tasting dish. The Gemara elaborates. Misha Achzei Bulmes, Machil Noisei Hakal Hakal. While we're allowed to feed the person even forbidden foods, we first give him the least severe Isra available. If not available, or that does not provide relief, we give the next level of Isra and so on. For example, Tevel Unavela, Machil Noisei Nevela. If Tevel and Nevela are both available, we give him Nevela because Nevela is only an Isra Lav, rather than Tevel, which carries Misa B'dei Shemayim. Tevel v'Shvias, Shvias. The same is true with Tevel and Shvias. We give him Shvias, which is only an Isra Asay, rather than Tevel, which carries Misa B'dei Shemayim. Tevel v'Truma Tanoihi. If Tevel and Truma are available, that is a Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbah explains that the scenario of the Machlekes is where if we fix the Tevel, by separating Trumas and Maisus, the remaining Chulin will not be enough for the Chayla. Therefore, the Tanakhama holds, Machil Noisei Tevel, Vei Machil Noisei Truma. We give him the entire Tevel without separating, rather than first separating Trumas and Maisus and then giving it all to him, Chulin and Truma, because Truma Chamura, Aval Tevel, Efshal Leskune. Truma is a more severe Isser, because it's an irreversible Isser for a non-Kain, whereas Tevel can be fixed by separating Trumas and Maisus. Therefore, we give him Tevel rather than Truma. Bintema Oimer, Truma B'lei Tevel. Bintema says we first separate Trumas and Maisus, and then give him the Truma with the Chulin, rather than give him the Tevel as is, because Tevel Chamer, Aval Truma Chazia. Tevel is a more severe Isser because it is Usher for everyone, as opposed to Truma, which may be eaten by a Kain. Therefore, we give him Truma rather than Tevel. However, if there will be enough Chulin left after separating Trumas and Maisus, of course we separate it first and give him Chulin only, thereby avoiding to give him Isra at all. Now, what if this situation occurs on Shabbos, where there is an Isra Drabbanan to separate Trumas and Maisus? It will depend on the type of Tevel. If it's Tevel Deiraisa, of course, we rather do the Isra Drabbanan of separating Trumas and Maisus than have him eat Tevel Deiraisa. If it's Tevel Drabbanan, because it grew in an Atzeche in the Nokav, a flower pot that has no hole, but the food is of a species which, if grown in the ground, would be Tevel Deiraisa, we also rather do the Isra Drabbanan of separating Trumas and Maisus than have him eat Tevel Drabbanan, which can be mistaken for Tevel Deiraisa. If it's Tevel Drabbanan, because the food is of a species which, even if grown in the ground, would only be Tevel Drabbanan, such as vegetables, since Maisa Yerik Drabbanan, we rather have the Chayla eat Tevel Drabbanan than doing the Isra Drabbanan of separating Trumas and Maisus. The Gemara brings several suggested remedies for the illness of Bulmes, including honey, the tail of a lamb or flower with honey, or sun-ripened sweet figs. The Gemara tells several stories of Tanoim who were seized by this illness and how they used their ingenuity to combat the illness with various foods. The Gemara relates a story with Rav Meir, Rav Yesi, and Rav Yehuda who were traveling together. They came to an inn owned by a fellow named Kidr. The Gemara states that Rav Meir was Daik Bishma. He would assess a person based on their name, which Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Huda were not daik bishma, they were not particular about a person's name. Rav Meir suspected that this person was an unscrupulous individual, as alluded in the pasuk, ki dar ta puches heima, where Hashem chastised B'nai Yisrael for their inappropriate behavior. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi entrusted the innkeeper with their wallets over Shabbos, whereas Rabbi Meir did not. After Shabbos, Kiddur denied having received their wallets. After seeing residue of his breakfast on Kiddur's mustache, they went to his wife and told her that her husband said for her to return their wallets. As a sign, they told her what he had eaten for breakfast. Upon hearing that she returned the wallets, Kiddur killed her. This story is alluded to in the following braisa. Maim rishonim hechilu basar chazer. Lack of washing until tilsidayim, before the meal, caused someone to be fed non-kosher meat. Maim achreinim hargu es nefesh. Lack of washing maim achreinim after the meal caused a person to be killed. The case of maim rishonim being that of an innkeeper who would provide kosher food for his Jewish guests, which he would determine based on them washing their hands for bread. Once a Jewish traveler came to his inn and did not wash his hands. Assuming that he was not Jewish, the innkeeper served him non-kosher meat. After this story with Kiddur, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi began to be Da'ik Bishma, take heed of a person's name, and they came upon an inn owned by someone named Bala, which they stayed away from, suspecting that he was a Rasha based on the Pasuk Nechesku, which says, Vam Levalei Nu'ufim.